It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Housing Secretary Sean Donovan, the so-called Sandy Czar, traveled to a pizza parlor on Staten Island's hard-hit Eastern Shore today to announce how the federal government is divvying up $5.6 billion in federal Sandy aid. It will be split about equally three ways between New Jersey, New York State, and New York City. And Mayor Bloomberg even provided an extensive wish list of items he'd like to spend his money on once the federal government approves his plan. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has been following the announcements and joins me now. Matthew, this was said to be the first release of money from the $50.5 billion Sandy bill approved by Congress last month. What's it to be used for, and how does it compare to other pots of money that are being doled out?
The money that was allocated today, and the big news was really, how much does New Jersey get, how much does New York State get, how much does New York City get, and it was divided up pretty much equally. But that money is what's called Community Development Block Grant Money, CDBG. Sounds like a bar on the Lower East Side, right? And why politicians like this is that it really will give the governors and Mayor Bloomberg a lot of flexibility on how to use it. Yesterday, for example, Ray LaHood, the U.S. Transportation Secretary, talked about how he was ready to distribute about $2 billion in transit aid. The decision on where that money goes is made in Washington, whereas with this block grant money, the local leaders get their broad plans approved by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and then they get to distribute the money. Here's Sean Donovan's explanation.
It's up to them to decide what they think the most important needs are, to come to us for help and assistance in getting that set up. And we will work with them on those programs to get them approved quickly and get the money out.
Now, already talking about pots of money, the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Small Business Administration have together given out about $2.5 billion in aid already, and that's for putting people up in hotels, emergency repairs, furnishings. This tends to be in small-dollar denominations, maybe $10,000 to $20,000 per household, if that, while the money from these block grants allocated today could make their way down to individual homeowners in much larger chunks.
If the governors and Mayor Bloomberg get to choose how this money will be spent, what priorities are they setting?
Well, for the most part, they are focusing on the hard-hit homeowners first, with small businesses a close second. We got the most detail from Mayor Bloomberg. He spelled out how he would like to spend about $1 billion of the $1.8 billion that the city is supposed to get. The big emphasis there is rebuilding homes that were damaged. About 9,300 homes that were entirely destroyed or extensively damaged would get a total of $350 million. And that money is supposed to fill the gaps between what's covered by insurance and other federal aid and what someone really needs to rebuild, not just to bring it back to the way it was, but to bring it back to today's building code so it would be resilient, so it will be above the floodplain level. So if another flood happens, hopefully this time that house won't be as hard hit. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie didn't come out with a list exactly. He had a similar set of priorities as Mayor Bloomberg. He said he wanted to help homeowners who were caught short from insurance payments.
We know that a lot of our homeowners already have debt. They're getting insurance monies back, but they may not be covering the entire cost of reconstructing their homes. And so we're going to have them be eligible through the Department of Community Affairs.
So Christie also said small businesses whose inventories or physical plants suffered would get some of the money. Cuomo didn't quite spell out his plans exactly. He reiterated his desire to buy out residents of hard-hit areas, and that could take about $400 million.
Briefly, if these plans need to be approved by the federal government first, when will people see this money?
May or June, maybe a little earlier if things work quickly enough.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.